Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel of God. Chapter 5. The proclamation of how the gospel is offered also determines whether the preaching is indeed a true announcement of the gospel of the Lord. After we have addressed the point that the authentic preaching of the gospel of God is only present if the essential aspects that make up the gospel are also announced or communicated faithfully, we understand that it is necessary to emphasize that the preaching of the gospel is likewise only true if the announcement of the way by which the gospel is offered is also according to the gospel. A person may come to preach true aspects of parts of the gospel, but if the moment one proposes the gospel to someone, one associates the possibility of receiving it with some actions that are not compatible with the way an individual can receive the gospel, one is presenting distorted preaching of the gospel. In the subjects of the current series on the gospel, we have mentioned several times that the multiple characteristics of the gospel of God are inseparable, or that its many and wonderful facets form an indivisible set in which the aspect of grace, through which the gospel is offered freely by God to human beings, is one of its main attributes. So, if a person, for instance, announces true parts of the gospel but jointly declares that the benefits of this gospel can only be received and maintained if its recipients make offerings, sacrifices, and remain faithful with regular contributions to religious institutions, this preaching, even if it announces right parts about the gospel, is distorting the proclamation of the gospel in other aspects of the Lord's grace and righteousness. Making that the sum of what is proclaimed does not indeed become a correct preaching of the heavenly gospel. The gospel is unique in everything it offers, but it is also singular in the way it is offered. That is why both the announcement of what is offered and how it is offered should be preached according to what God has determined concerning His gospel. Therefore, just as there are false contents being announced as if they were genuine preaching of the gospel of God, so there are false propositions being spread worldwide regarding how the gospel can be received. In the world, there are several abusive preaching of the gospel of God. In the world, there are proclamations that try to impose the gospel on others, even though this is an offer where the recipient can freely choose to receive it or not, or even propositions that attempt to require from people what God does not require of them. And what goes beyond the free offer defined by the Lord also characterizes a distorted announcement of the gospel. Among people in the world, there may be high resistance to what makes up the gospel of God, but in the world, there are also many actions that try to interfere so that the announcement of the gospel itself is prevented or distorted. In the world, there are false gospels, as well as false gospel propositions, making those who announce them also false preachers concerning the gospel of God, even if they say they do it in the name of God, Christ, or the only eternal gospel. A subject more widely addressed in several previous materials and the theme entitled Another Gospel or a Different Gospel also of the current series. 1 John 4, 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Finally, in this chapter, considering that the way of how or by which God offers His gospel has already been covered extensively in the subjects about the gospel of God's righteousness and the gospel of God's grace, we will not expand this topic at this moment, remembering here only some texts that refer to this point. Romans 11, 6. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace, otherwise work is no longer work. Ephesians 2, 8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16-17. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.